Hey, coaches. This episode is inspired by all my VIP clients who are far more intelligent and gifted than they give themselves credit for. You too are gifted and intelligent. Believe it. Being the CEO of your own coaching business is a great way to uncover and set loose your creativity. I'm not talking about poetry writing, painting, and sculpting here. I'm talking about the vast reserves of your innate ability to create something from nothing, out of thin air. When I started as a coach, I had no idea I would create so much. I figured that everyone else's ideas were better than mine and that I would read books and apply those ideas to my coaching. Do you know what I mean? Well, sure, I did some of that, but I will tell you, I feel much more engaged in my business when I create from my own ideas. You're listening to Prosperous Coach Podcast, a free resource for new coaches since 2018, created by me, Rhonda Hess. I have a talent for breaking complex things into easier steps, and I love helping you choose a smart coaching niche and launch your business with confidence. I began mentoring coaches in 2006 after 5 years of training coaches at Coach Training Alliance, where I designed the certification program. Subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a thing, and don't forget to go back to the earliest episodes for incremental learning. Now, let's roll this episode. I've created my own models for processes, my own terms, and a lot more. I've shared those with you in this podcast. Coaches tell me that they understand complex things that they didn't before because of those unique models and words. You can do this kind of thing too, and more. I'm here to tell you it's both challenging and meaningful. And to me, all things that are meaningful have a large dose of challenge in them. So in 2001, I was 3 years into my coaching business, and I was the treasurer for the Denver chapter of the International Coach Federation. The president of the board was Will Craig. Will had and has creativity coming out of his pores all day long. I've never met a person who is more the director of their own life. He is unstoppable. If Will wants something, he will make it happen. And I did learn from him. Creating a business for him was child's play, and this is the potential for you too. Your coaching business could feel like play. Can you imagine that? It's a mindset. I was blessed in more ways than I can count when Will asked me to be a trainer for his coach training company. That was the start of something hugely satisfying and profitable for me that has affected my whole coaching career. It became a point of credibility and a prosperous network for me. It grew my confidence. They say, if you teach a thing, you become the master of that thing. 1 year later, Will asked me to co-author new curriculum for his coach training school. His belief in me was stunning. I didn't know how to write curriculum, but I rose to the occasion. It's time for you to do that if you haven't already. Rise to the occasion of your coaching business. Rise to each of the occasions that show up in that territory. Will gave me some guidelines and encouraged me to think like a beginner. And that's great advice. Over the next few months, I dug deep inside myself to write something I'd only 3 years ago learned to do, which is coach. I knew I had to create something original to figure out my own unique perspective and come up with a fresh coaching model. It was a birthing process. I'm amazed that my marriage survived this time, but you know what? My husband Seth actually helped me greatly by interviewing me about each chapter's topics, and that would get me writing. By the way, that's a writing tip. If you're having trouble getting your words onto the page, record yourself talking about the topic or have someone interview you about your topic and jot down your words. It primes the pump. When it was all done, I had no idea that my writing would stand the test of time. Coach Training Alliance is still using the curriculum, with some timely updates, of course. And I have the privilege sometimes of working with CTA graduates to help them choose a smart niche and build their business from the ground up. Not all of my clients come from CTA, but a fair percentage of them do. So I wonder, as I shared my story, what happened inside you? Can you imagine yourself creating something uniquely from your own perspective and genius? And that word genius, it scares some people. They believe you have to have a high IQ and be highly accomplished already. But here's the thing, everyone has genius. Most often it's innate and it gets honed through use, like all skills. It simply is about allowing it to find its way out of you. Your creativity might be like an underground stream that just needs to be tapped once for it to rush out into a reliable flow. When I work with coaches in my VIP program, we create compelling messaging of all sorts in the form of web copy and a lead magnet, you know, compelling emails and other content. It's all written in this relational way to strike a resonant chord with their target audience about the coach's niche. Many of my clients feel at first that they cannot do these things, and then they do. Isn't that the way that life is? You don't know what you can do until you do it. I like to think that I can help my clients trust what's inside of them and to bring it out into the world. This is what we do as coaches for our clients, right? And then I help them package it into something concrete, something that inspires people to follow them and become their client. Sometimes all you need is just a nudge, a bit of guidance, and a reason to let your light shine out of you. Your coaching business is that reason. Helping others is the purpose. You just need to start with your who and your what. Who are you serving and what is the big problem they want to solve? Once you know these things, you have objects to apply to your creativity too. Always create with your audience in mind. Connect to them as a human being. Share your stories in an artful way so you can have them have an aha. Now that's creative genius. What are you working on in your business that will help you attract paying clients? How can you summon, then apply your creativity? One day soon, you're going to wake up and realize that you have created something out of thin air, and you can do it again and again. Stay inspired and make things happen. Thanks for listening today. You are awesome, and it's time for your coaching audience to know that. If you're getting value from this podcast, please share it with other coaches. Your kindness will come back to you. Learn more about how I help coaches choose a smart niche and launch with confidence at prosperouscoachblog.com. Joel Bass wrote my theme music. Thanks, Joel.